and Iron Man.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside. Welcome to Podcast 12. And to Hans Island, indeed. This is the home of the podcast, where only having half the facts on a subject is no excuse for not having an opinion. In actual fact, elaborating a wee bit further on that, on the Hans Island thing, imagine this. There's this kind of tiny little island somewhere. No one could really point to on a map. Michael Crichton, when he wrote Jurassic Park, may actually have been going on about Hans Island and about prehistoric insects found in ice on Hans Island. But, of course, it didn't make very good Hollywood material. It's not interesting enough. And you need to have a bit more plant life and a few more deadly spiders and insects and stuff. And obviously you wouldn't have that on Hans Island, which is tiny. Anyway. So, yes, this is podcast number 12. Fancy that. I've been away for a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, there's been a bit of hard work and a bit more hard work and being away from my laptop and more hard work, being away from my laptop, not being plugged in, etc., etc. But now I am back on track. So without further delay, let's get on to the next installment of Jesper Rasmussen, which is not actually Jesper Rasmussen episode 8. It's Jesper Rasmussen episode 7, because there was a slight mix-up in my whole counting skills. Being the trilingual person that I am, I got the numbering wrong completely. So, yes, let's launch out into that without further delay. Here he is.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckhead.
Jesper Rasmussen, podcasting from København, just south of Sweden, at a train station. I am on my way to get a train to go and get some food for a snake. Geert has a snake, and I have promised to take care of it and feed it while Geert is away. The snake is very big. I'm feeling a bit scared of the snake because it is very big. Much bigger than Geert's bath. The snake is called Linda, and I think it's hungry now. Geert is traveling just now to Monaco Zoo to demonstrate against psychological suffering of captive animals. He says he'll be back soon, and in the meantime, I am responsible for keeping his snake happy and healthy, and not hungry. There is a pet shop in the city that I will go to. I have been to the pet shop in the city now, and they told me to go to the zoo or to an animal welfare organization because they thought Geert was being cruel to animals. I told them that Geert is a welfare organization and that he is also very anti-global. The man pushed me out of the door and said to me to get a brain. I think he was jealous of Geert being so anti-global and also having a bigger snake than him. I will now try and go to the botanical garden in the Copenhagen Zoo to see if I can buy some local Danish snake food.
Måske er det noget, der ligner en anaconda eller sådan noget. Det vil jeg næsten tro. En anaconda? Er det den rotter? Det ved jeg slet ikke. Okay, det skal vi nok gøre. En anaconda.
I am podcasting from the police station. Linda, the snake, has been taken away to prison because she got out of Geert's bath and went looking for food at the neighbor's house. I will be fighting to free Linda the snake from the evil clutches of this oppressive police state and bring her back to her happy life in Geert's bathroom. Geert will be very happy with me when he gets back to Denmark. I'm even wearing handcuffs now because I am so good at fighting for Linda and also Geert and their rights. The Geneva Convention protects everyone, you know. Geert's neighbor is also here. That's it. Yeah. Oh. I don't know what ophidiophobia is. I know the Geneva Convention. Look at my handcuffs.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckhead.
So, the point about cruelty to animals getting missed entirely there. Expect nothing but the best from our very own Jesper Rasmussen there. So, what is the link to Hans Island there, then? Well, to be honest, I don't know. Let me have a stab at something, then. The strategically placed Hans Island is important in two respects. One, it's in the middle of a shipping lane that could indeed be very important once George Bush has heated the planet a little more and gotten rid of some of that ice that's up there annoying everybody. And two, if there indeed is oil under the ice cap in Greenland, these millions and billions of barrels or whatever they're called, cartons of oil, then point one becomes doubly important. So, snakes, what's the link still? I hear you say. Well, the Arctic region, endangered wildlife, drilling for oil, are all connected. In Alaska, I think. Og seneste news fra København. Olieselskaber som BP Amoco, Shell, Texaco og Conoco er glade for, at Alaska nu er åben for voldtægt. Den amerikanske regering i Washington har gjort det lovligt at bore for olie i Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. I dag sagde en talsmand for Hans Island Podcasts, Jesper Rasmussen, følgende. The dodo didn't come from Alaska, but if it did, it would die when the oil machines start working there. What's next? Subcontract Canadian workers to exploit Western Greenland heritage sites. Det var så seneste nyt fra København. Mit navn er Robert. Ciao. Anyways, enough about killing the planet for profit. Trying to get inspired while I've been offline, I stumbled across a headline that went along the lines of apartment parking to be built in Berlin. This went on briefly about being able to park your car outside your door, even if you live on the fifth floor. You know, that kind of thing that if you've got eight cars lined up outside an apartment block, that's kind of the length of the entire apartment block. But if you've got like eight stories, then there's, you know, seven times eight vehicles that there isn't room for. They'll be parking on the street and on the pavement and annoying everybody, and it's not environmentally friendly. So the idea was to put a lift on each side of the building where a car could actually go up and park on the outside a person's front door. Brilliant idea. If you think about it, yeah? Hold that thought a minute. I dug a little deeper and can honestly say that this headline was created in order to grab the reader's eye by painting a picture of those weird Germans and whatever will they think of next and bloody Eurotrash and all that kind of stuff. But if you actually think about it, it does make it a lot easier on the environment, the urban environment. I'm not talking about fresh air and things, and because, you know, people shouldn't have cars in the first place, but if they do, it does actually promote the use of a smart car and also there's a lot of stuff in there that some very clever people have thought long and hard about, but obviously that wasn't even mentioned in any of these articles. And actually digging a bit deeper, this was just a headline that somebody in Reuters had come up with. It was a headline with a paragraph of text, and that's it. And that kind of went round because it's kind of interesting, a weird little story from somewhere, and people just add it on in order to make their own news sound better. You know, and it just goes to prove that hunch that I have, that the picture of right and wrong, left, right, local, global, portrayed by the media, inclusive of the internet and chain emails, is driven by our own need for entertainment rather than genuine interest in the subject. And in this case, a very interesting subject, I think. So I'll see if I can find a link and stick it up there. Sorry, I was getting a bit heavy there. So sorry, I just felt very passionate about it because it was kind of misrepresented completely. On a lighter note then, how about wondering about mail delivery? How does that happen outside your door as well, if you've got door parking?
Speaking as a postman, I've been annoyed for some time about the level of rude animals. And myself and some colleagues have started going around in teams now and try to preempt the trouble by waking up the dogs and indeed trying to intimidate them a wee bit before we actually get around to delivering some mail. And in fact, delivering mail means actually handing it to the dog. This is to hand the responsibility back to the dog owners. I think it's a great idea. Has anyone got any objections? I'm anonymous, by the way.
Well, indeed. I've got a lot of material that I am collecting that I hope to be able to put in podcast form for everyone's listening pleasure over the coming weeks. I've been offline, as it were, for the last two and a half weeks, where all I've managed to do is actually to make some compilations of Jesper Rasmussen's episodes 1 through 6 and put them up onto our media, just for posterity. There is an awful lot of stuff that I want to go through, but time pressures, etc., and now with Christmas coming along as well, me not being nothing more than an atheist, but I do believe in culture and traditions, etc., etc., so I'll be wearing my glittery Rudolph ears, etc. Maybe I'll post a picture of them on Hans Island Podcasts, the website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. I do have an awful lot of material, as I said, that I need to go through, which I will be doing over the next couple of podcasts, and there will be a podcast every week for the foreseeable future. The gap in items or podcasts themselves over the last couple of weeks was a complete fluke. It was work pressures and logistics of laptops, etc. And the irony, I finally get a really, really groovy £4.35 microphone, and then I don't use it for three weeks. That's just nuts. So that will all be rectified. I've got some funny things coming up. I think there's going to be a new kind of review thing coming along shortly, which myself and somebody else have been working on, which could be quite funny, a bit controversial, I feel, but quite funny actually, in a Hans Islandy kind of way, not knowing more than half the facts. So that's that. This has been podcast 12. Sayonara, tschüss, ciao, wie sieht's, bis später, and all that. Till next time.
Dette program er lavet med gratis software for internettet som følger Audacity for soundmixing, Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Tusind tak til Calpomat, fundet via flashkit.com for baggrundslyd. Ja, e-mail eller nok, kammerat. Dette podcast indeholder mine meninger alene og repræsenterer ingen organisationer, bevægelser eller ideologi. Hold fast på internettet som et frit medium.
This was made with free software found on the internet as follows: Audacity for sound mixing and Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Thanks and shout out to Calpomat, found via flashkit.com, for the excellent sound loops in the background. This recording contains my views and my opinions and does not represent any organizations, movements or ideologies. Let's keep the internet free.